Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour, broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Hello, y'all. Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour, exclusively on Odyssey and the Odyssey app. Well, thank you for joining us for our debut episode of the... Yeah, this is the first one we've ever done.
The first one.
The first podcast.
We finally did it.
Finally got it. We've been begging and begging and said, man, this show, you know what this show needs?
We need more.
We need a podcast.
Yeah. You know what
we fought.
We need the freedom to be able to say what it is that we want to say, uncensored, unfiltered, without anybody coming down on top of us what we need to talk about.
The happy hour, we're going to call it.
I love it.
Happy hour.
App.
It's not going to be an hour.
Because it's on the app.
It just sounds like app and then happy.
Happy.
And just hour, because, you know, people do have a happy hour, but we're not making this thing an hour.
No.
Because they say the ideal length of a podcast is, what, 35 minutes to 40 minutes?
I believe that. Something like that.
Yeah, like 45 minutes?
They change it all the time.
How long are the top-rated podcasts?
Ooh!
Right. Joe Rogan goes for
like
4 or 5 hours.
Does
he do that? They're like, this is the perfect time. I'm like, I hear you. I'm just saying the top-rated ones tend to drone on for a bit.
How many does he do a week, Rogan? Does he do three or four?
I think he's once a week, but now he's recording
just once
them.
A week.
Right, I think that he puts them out once a week.
Is he only once a week?
Maybe he's twice a week, but he's throwing them out.
He's at the
problem is he's like Q-tips.
I always think that, but why do you say that?
You can't stick them in your ear too far?
Well, any cotton swab you call a Q-tip, because Q-tips were the first.
Right.
It's like a thing of marketing.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was the first one to really have a successful podcast to make money.
Yeah.
So frankly, I stopped listening to him years ago because I thought it got too long. So people will will listen to it in parts for 3 hours.
But so very few people sit there and take it all at once.
Right? So correct. Few people will sit there for the podcast, right? We get caught up sometimes and go over an hour and I get annoyed because I'm like, I know people check out at a certain point.
So, but you can go and say, like, if he interviews somebody, you can just go and listen to that interview.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You know what's amazing?
That's usually what they are, is one podcast has one interview on there, and he does them, if I'm not mistaken, like upstairs from his comedy club down there in Texas, and so he'll find somebody, half the time it's the comedians that he's got down there, other times it's just random Joes that he's got up there, and he'll bring them up there, and he'll talk to them.
We do that with our show.
Yeah.
Do we know how many people, like, just listen to the shot? Do you know what I'm saying?
Ooh, I see what you're saying.
As opposed to listening to the whole, I don't know, 5 o'clock hour or
a little breakdown.
Well, I mean, it's a smart way to do it. Like, Seth Meyers, basically, he's going to put out a closer look.
Yeah.
You can rewatch his whole show if you want to, but he knows damn well you're not. So he puts it out. Yeah. There's certain guys, there's nothing wrong with their show. I just want to see their monologue. And it's not that they're not interesting after that. I just don't care what an actor has to say about anything. I don't mean that to be mean. It's just not worth my time to sit there and listen. So listen to your monologue.
Yeah.
You did a funny thing, but after 7 minutes, like, I'm out. So SNL. I love SNL, but if they said you can only watch one thing, it's going to be Weekend Update.
So let's take...
Yeah, I agree.
Let's take Wednesday's show, just because that one's been on ice for long enough, and I can give you the numbers. The podcast that has done the best from just Wednesday's show was the full-length show podcast. That has 1,500 downloads on that one so far.
Okay. The whole thing.
The whole kit and caboodle. You
Did you know that next year's Golden Globes, all right, I just read this yesterday, so... Nikki Glaser, she's going to host.
All right.
It's going to be in January of 2026. For the first time, they're going to recognize podcasts as a category.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So okay. The way they do it, this is not based on, quote unquote, how good you are. They're treating this like blockbuster movies. So they're going to pick from like the top five, I believe, the top five podcasts. So,
okay.
They'll probably be Joe Rogan, who's the, there's some chick out there who's doing something that people care about. But like, they're going to be nominated every year because you might knock Joe Rogan from the number one podcast, but he ain't dropping out of the top five, right?
I mean, for years, right? Like when I started my podcast, literally there was only two people that made money on podcasts. Rogan and
Corolla, maybe?
Corolla.
Okay.
But right. Corolla had the advantage of having a giant audience from regular terrestrial radio, as you would call it, and kind of just swapped them over.
Yeah, I'm not like doing radio, come over here.
Right, to Rogan's credit, I mean, he just started that years ago.
Yeah, and he will get recognized. I can't guarantee he'll win the Golden Globe, but that's how they're doing it. So if you're one of the top five podcasts, you're automatically nominated for the Golden
Globe. And your podcast is what, 12 years old?
Yeah, probably.
It's got to be one of the first
it's the oldest, longest one on KSW. I think I'm the only one still doing an original one. Because ours is the show. I mean, this is technically an original one.
Mm-hmm. But we've already
Mixcast
done
is gone. Like, there's no more, nobody else does them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I pump out content.
That's right.
That's right.
Workhorse over here.
This pump out content and
Episode number one. What is the commercial we run for? There's a podcast. Odyssey obviously has a bunch of different podcasts available.
Yeah.
This woman has just this accent that I don't think I could take listening to her for longer than maybe 2 minutes.
Ah, crap.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you guys heard this commercial?
I don't know.
I gotta
it's like
Odyssey podcast.
It sounds like she's just, it's New York, but it is, it's either New York or Boston. I really cannot put my finger on this accent. But it would be tough. It'd be like listening to Fran Drescher.
Right.
For 45 minutes.
I could not do that.
If she was in that character.
Isn't she like the president of SAG now or something?
She is.
Okay. So I'm just saying it's right. Look, Fran Drescher's not fucking around. Like the acting world means a lot to her. But it's just the idea that if I'm on, I don't know, the SAG council or something, you know, she's the president. She has the most to say. She's going to talk. I can't imagine listening to Fran Drescher talk about serious shit for like 45 minutes.
Strong macroeconomic headwinds.
Like, oh my God. Can you please, listen, I love you as a person. Can you please get a spokesperson?
Putting a tariff on movies now.
Right.
Good brilliant times. Move. Good times. Yeah. Okay. What do you guys, any plans Mother's Day wise? You guys making a phone call?
Oh, man. I'll be in Spokane. That's a shame.
You are. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, man. It's a kids' volleyball tourney. So my wife will actually be here because she has some shit to deal with. And
so she's not going.
She is not going. Devastating to my son. I said, well, I'll be there. He's like, she's been to everyone. I'm like, well, now she won't. So
Streak is broken.
Man, you're going to find out what fun is.
Oh, I was going to tell my brother.
Dude,
we're going to have a different experience. Okay. So just count on that. I give you a little more leeway about some of the things we might experience there. And then I'm coming back Sunday night. So I'll have a car.
Are you driving or are you?
I'm flying, bro.
Oh, you're 40
minutes? Oh, yeah.
That's a fun little flight, dude.
Look out.
Have you done it?
Oh, yeah.
You're not even going to have time for a drink.
Probably. What is it, like 40 minutes, maybe?
Maybe.
Is it?
From gate to gate, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the taxi's 15.
Exactly.
The fucker's up it for 20, 25.
Now, you're going to be in just a little, little prop plane.
Yeah,
like, you're not going to have anything.
Are you flying Alaska?
I have no idea.
If you're probably flying Alaska. The good news is, it's kind of like when I fly to Missoula. Those flights are so short.
Yeah.
They literally get up, they come by with, a complimentary glass of beer or a glass of wine,
right?
And you land.
It's either Alaska or American because I download the app to my phone.
Okay.
My wife just said, she was like, you have whatever?
American ain't flying into fucking Spokane.
No.
I guarantee you that. I wonder what the flight is to Portland because I'm just thinking driving time is 3 hours.
That's not too far off.
So Spokane's 5 or 4.5.
Right.
The flight to Portland then's got to be.
But Portland, half of it's traffic, right? As far as getting there, your drive time, some of it is JBLM and all that shit. You add 35, 45 minutes.
I think you're about a 50-minute flight to Portland. It's fairly.
No, you're 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
Nah, it still takes a little longer.
Let's see what Google says.
Let's see what Google says on the flight.
I'll set the over under at 44 minutes.
Time. I was going to say I'm 41.
I'm going to go over 44. I think it's over 44 minutes on complete time. And that means from gate to gate, not wheels.
But you basically just fly up and start landing.
Right. And those are some of the funnest flights, man.
55 minutes.
Let's go. There you go.
Boom. All right. Now let's see here. Seattle to Spokane.
When I took a trip earlier this year out to South Carolina, I flew into Charlotte.
1 hour, 5 minutes to Spokane.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
An hour, 5 hour
and 5 minutes.
Speed it up, guys.
Right? That's what Google says.
I took a trip out to Greensboro. So I flew into Charlotte, and then from Charlotte, I went to Greensboro. That's nothing. The pilot's on there like, all right, ladies and gentlemen, get ready to sit back and enjoy this flight. Wheels up and wheels down about 18 minutes. I was like, are you serious right now?
The shortest one I think I took was Knoxville to Dulles.
Oh, God.
And same thing. It was a tiny little plane. He's like, we're barely going to be on it.
You're basically just getting slingshot over there.
Oh, yeah. And it's just, it's one of those flights, too, where it's like, it's a tiny plane. There's thunderstorms.
Oh, that was my shit in fucking Africa when I flew to into Victoria Falls.
Oh, yeah.
Pilot's like, folks, we're taking off right now.
Cool.
And everyone's who's ticketed is on the
plane. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Plane, we are going to leave early. There is a storm coming in.
We're strapping, y'all.
We're going to get out of here, right? And so this motherfucker, he's like, look, guys, this is going to be, we're going to use every bit of that 15 minutes more to get to where we need to be, to Victoria Falls, because I'm flying around this fucking thing.
Right. And it's moving. It's coming.
And we were low. He never even got because of the size of this cumulonimbus cloud, and it's it was a monsoon season, it's moving pretty fast. I mean, you could see it, but he's just, he buzzed around that fucking cloud like Rainier. Like, you could see it raining. You could see the lightning. You could see the dark.
That had to be a cool freaking sight.
And he goes all the way around the fucker because it was coming this way. He goes all the way around it and then follows it to the airport. Like, we landed and there were puddles everywhere. Like, the rain had
already blown. So you missed the devastation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, the rain is gone. It's on its way to where we were because we were flying, northwest, and it was coming southeast.
That's so insane.
It was fucked up because the plane never got, to 10,000 feet. I mean, it just felt like we were just still kind of, because it wasn't that long of a flight, but it just felt like, I don't know, like we were flying in a fucking Cessna or something.
Right.
You know, like we're just real. But
felt like you were in Indiana Jones, but we got to avoid the storm.
Yeah, exactly. But there was no mountains or anything, so I didn't have anything to worry about. But it was,
that'd have been cool to see, though, man. The lightning coming down there. I'd see the rain coming down.
It's just weird to look down and it's Africa. Because Africa is exactly what you think it is. It's like soaring. It's like that fucking flight thing, man. You're flying over a goddamn
jungle
desert, nothing.
Savannah.
There's nothing. There's no fucking buildings. There's no power poles. There's just fucking,
there's no neat farmed areas that
nothing,
are all
just nothing.
Meticulously made.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, actually.
As far as Mother's Day, going to be coming up and going to the Mariner game on Sunday afternoon. So hopefully the sunshine comes out a little bit for us, and then going to have a game night with the in-laws. So that should be a fun time.
All right.
That'll be nice.
Yeah. What about you guys? What are y'all doing for
Mother's Day? I'll call my mom. Maybe I'll just take myself to brunch and call my mom from there. I'll be at brunch.
I always think to myself, should I send flowers or should I send something? Or, and I'm just... Yeah. I've done it before. I'd rather just do it to do it at some point in time. Like, I'll send her boxes.
But you have to do it.
I'll send boxes of fish. I'm like, Mom, you want some fish from Pike's Place Market?
There you go.
It'll be Mother's Day. I'll send her a box of fish or whatever. That's typically what I do. I send fish from Seattle to people who are landlocked, who do not get, and they really do appreciate it. I sent some to my brother not too long ago.
Is she still in West Virginia?
She is, and they don't have a service like the Blue Box or any of that, or whatever. You know what I'm talking about, where you can get like a monthly supply of food?
Oh, gotcha.
They don't have that.
No.
So like, and she gets all her produce and all her food at Walmart.
Gotcha.
But that's, unless she goes to a doctor's appointment in Pikeville, Kentucky, she will take a cooler with her and stock up on things there. But I mean, it's a one grocery store town, and that one grocery store is Walmart. So anything different than what Walmart normally carries is kind of a treat.
Sure.
So to speak.
Look at this. No antibiotics
inside. Well, I mean, you think every piece of fish that she gets is in one of those frozen bags that you would get like in a cooler door.
Yeah.
Instead of just like a fish case.
Foster Farms.
They don't have a fish case at fucking Walmart.
Foster's.
Yeah. I mean, like, they have sausage and shit. I mean, really, it's West Virginia. It's like,
that's right.
Cans of biscuits from Pillsbury are on sale all the time. Dude, buy one, get one free.
No local market out there in West Virginia?
No.
I mean,
nobody growing anything out there?
I used to send my mom certain gift certificates to certain restaurants and stuff. But honestly, she's gotten so old and kind of frail that she almost forgets to eat. It's like you got to kind of remind her.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I ain't gonna spend $100 on crab cakes so she can take two bites.
That's how your sister's getting that, going out.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I could buy my sister crab cakes.
I don't know where I got that. And she's like, I'm going to take that.
It is nice, though. This sounds bad. It is nice, though, when I'm back home. Because my mom will still be like, look, I'm in my 40s. You don't have to give me Christmas gifts and stuff. Just when I'm home, take me out to dinner. But you can influence what she'll order.
Oh, really?
she's only going to eat a little bit of it.
So you're almost like a wife now.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what, Mom? That burger actually sounds really good right there.
Why don't you get that?
Yeah. I'm like, because sometimes you go to like these places where it's like, I'm not back that long, so I want the crab cake, but damn, that chicken cheese steak, Mom, you should get that chicken cheese steak.
You would like that.
Yeah, that's right. That's the move right there. Fucking whenever it comes to any kind of Asian food. If you are married, Thai food, Chinese food, you name it, for some reason the woman says, why don't you get that? And then I'll get this, and then we'll split it. I'm like, how about this? Why don't we all agree on some dishes that we all kind of enjoy, and we can share them all, instead of you picking the entire fucking menu for everybody?
We've brought this up, but why is that only Asian food?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe, do they just do it family style? Are they more of a family style culture?
And I think because you can split dishes a little bit easier.
Right. Because, you know, when you consider like a Chinese restaurant, there's not really a, okay, well, I will have this, please, and I will have this. They're
if you want a box of this and a box of that.
I did it over the break, right? One night, I think it was in between like days I was doing stuff, and I ordered like three separate things from your spot, from the Ballot Mandarin.
Did you get the walnut prawns?
I did.
Those are fucking amazing.
And I got like three things.
Did I tell you to get those, or did you?
You
just
did.
Okay, all right.
With the intention of like, oh, I'm going to eat this Chinese food for the next couple days.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Those walnut prawns are fucking amazing.
Phenomenal.
They're fucking amazing.
That might be the best Chinese food in the city.
Nice. Yep. And you got to get lo mein. You got to get rice dish and all that stuff. But you don't go like, why don't I get spaghetti and meatballs? And then you get, you know, and then we'll split it. No one fucking does
Let
that.
Let me challenge you on that. Bar food.
No.
Let's get the wings. Let's get a plate of fries. Let's get some fritos. We'll get some nachos.
Even if you get a sandwich, they cut the fucker in half. You still don't think to split it.
Okay, that's a big dish.
Why don't you get a cheesesteak? I'll get a Reuben.
What's the main dish at a Chinese restaurant?
Nobody does that.
Don't look at me. I try to influence that all the time.
Hell yeah.
Do you?
Mike's good about it. Taryn's good about it. But he's like, no, I'm not splitting.
He's not sharing.
Yeah.
He's not a sharer.
Oh, we get like fights about it.
What about appetizers? Can you share appetizers?
We could split some wings, but
no, nothing else.
Yeah.
Like mozzarella sticks? You don't split them with it?
I'm just telling you. Mike and I have had lunch enough together where we do that, like a couple of gals.
I love sharing. I love tasting stuff. This is great. Try some of this.
Why don't you have half my chili? Like,
have my chili. Take a scoop, buddy.
You get clam chowder. I'll get chili. We'll split it. How are we doing that?
I mean, we'll do that when the wife and I go to
I'll eat half, and then I'll give you the bowl.
So the wife and I go to like Red Hot or whatnot. She has her regular order because she has to have her staples that she won't deviate from, but she wants to try other things. So I'll go out
Red Hot's just one dog.
No. They've got a whole bunch of different dogs, bud.
Oh, no, what I'm saying is you can barely eat one hot dog there. Like, that's
Oh yeah.
I mean, one hot dog is plenty of food.
No.
Really?
Yeah, you need like two.
Oh, I was at least. Chili dog is fucking huge.
Well,
there.
What's the chili dog?
Yeah, I know, but I mean, like, that was a meal. I went in there. I was.
Oh no, man, we get two apiece. And so she'll get two Tacoma dogs, and then I've started to kind of deviate. Like, let's try this one. I'll try, like, okay, here.
What's
try
the
that
Tacoma
guy.
Dog?
Tacoma dog that's got that has got relish on it, that has got mustard on it, that's got a big ass dill pickle. It's got a some tomato on there. Great dog. I like the deluxe, which is almost the same. Trying to remember what's different about that guy.
Is it like is it a poppy seed bun? Is it like a
they're all
like
poppy seed buns from what I've seen. Yeah.
So it's like they do the Chicago style bun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty much. Love it.
Bitches, I'm hungry now. Let's get out of here. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your time with
Mother's
Mom.
Day.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody. And thank you for joining us for the first ever Men's Room Happy Hour.
Number one.
Yeah.
Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.